From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his years-long quest to end the regime of longtime President Robert Mugabe, has died. His death came just months after Mugabe caved to pressure to step down after decades in power. Tsvangirai had been fighting colon cancer since 2016. He was 65 years old. He died Wednesday in South Africa. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma is responding to calls for him to resign. He said Wednesday he wants to know what he has done.
We're spending more time discussing Zuma must go. I don't understand why.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress said on Wednesday that Zuma's unreasonable, irrational, and reckless behavior was a threat to state security and a danger to society. Zuma was once the head of the party but has been ousted. The Ethiopian government has released the blogger Eskinder Nega and several prominent opposition figures from prison as part of efforts to ease political tensions in the nation. The government said it freed 746 prisoners on Wednesday, keeping a promise made by the country's attorney general last week. The House Oversight Committee launched an investigation Wednesday into why President Trump's staff secretary, Rob Porter, was able to keep his White House job for months after the FBI handed officials reports of Porter's two former wives accusing him of domestic violence. Porter resigned last week, but FBI Director Joseph Wray told lawmakers earlier this week that investigators had briefed White House officials as far back as March 2017. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate moved to consider multiple immigration proposals Wednesday, from sweeping reforms backed by President Trump that would reshape America's acceptance of newcomers to measures focused on helping undocumented immigrants brought to America as children. President Trump called on the Senate to support the immigration bill sponsored by Republican Charles Grassley, saying passage would ratify the so-called four pillars of his immigration reform plan. In Jordan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson suggested the United Nations Relief and Works Agency needs to be overhauled. That agency provides services to millions of Palestinians living in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, and Lebanon.
It has never had a sustainable funding model. It has always operated in almost in a one crisis to the next kind of environment. We really need to find a longer-term solution, and we need to invite more donors to participate in the funding of UNRWA's activities.
The trial continued in Myanmar Wednesday of two Reuters journalists charged with illegally handling government secrets. The VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
Wallone and Jassaou were arrested on December 12 after police accused them of violating the country's Official Secrets Act for acquiring important secret papers from two policemen. The charge is punishable by up to 14 years in prison, and the pair have already been denied bail. The case has been strongly criticized as an effort to intimidate the press, especially its coverage of the sensitive situation in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where the military is accused of massive human rights abuses against the Muslim Rohingya minority. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The Taliban, in an open letter to the American people, has called for dialogue to end the prolonged Afghan war, claiming increased U.S. military airstrikes have not retaken even a single inch of land from the insurgency. Investigators say pilot error, as well as malfunctioning sensors, likely caused a passenger jet to crash in Russia, killing all 71 people on board. After studying the plane's flight data recorder, the Interstate Aviation Committee said that Sunday's crash near Moscow happened after the pilots saw varying data on the plane's two airspeed indicators. The committee said the flawed readings came because the pilots failed to turn on a heating unit before takeoff. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.